Last year, Anaheim voters passed a resolution in the city that would allow district elections there. That's after the ACLU and Latino activists sued over the previous at-large election method, saying they were underrepresented. Well, a lot of time has been spent in the meantime on figuring out how to carve up those six districts and which ones would get to elect council members first, and how this carving is happening and when the voting will happen has some residents angry again and threatening to sue. Gustavo Arellano is with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
I thought voters implementing a district election in the city of Anaheim would do the trick and everyone would be happy, no?
Anaheim might have the happiest place on earth, but the city itself, no, no, no. So what the voters did last year was just vote to have district elections in the city. It was going to be up to the city council to not only implement what the districts would be, in other words, the maps of the different districts, but also then roll out the districts. So you weren't going to have a brand new city council in this year's election. Since there's six districts, there's, some of them were going to be voted in this time around, and then the rest would be in 2018.
Who are the people who are complaining about this, Gustavo, and what kind of action are they threatening?
There's a lot of people in Anaheim residents who are complaining, but their two legal hammers are the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, and then you have the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF. Last week, they sent a letter to the Anaheim City Council saying, look, you guys trying to not allow District 3, which is in the center of the city and the only district that has a majority of citizens, Latino citizens who are voting age, you not allowing them to vote in this coming election and pushing them again until 2018, that basically constitutes discrimination and disenfranchisement and is against the law. So at this city council meeting that's going to happen tomorrow, if you guys vote to, you know, if you guys vote your intentions, in other words, leaving that district until 2018, we're going to file a lawsuit.
But I mean, does it really matter? Are people really that concerned, the fact that it could be years before this takes effect, that it's about who goes first instead of that it ultimately happens?
For the activists who have been fighting for this for, at this point, more than 3 years, it absolutely does. And what the city council is saying is, look, this district right now, it's represented by a man named James Vanderbilt, who's half Latino, his mom's Chilean, and the other two other districts there, they have a plurality of Latino voters, so you guys will probably have Latino voters. But what it boils down to, though, is that the city council, they can see the future. They can see the future of Anaheim. It's going to have Democrats. It's going to have progressive Democrats. And so what they're trying to do is anything possible to keep that future from coming. And in District 3, the likely candidate there would be Jose Moreno. Jose Moreno, former school trustee, one of the plaintiffs in the original lawsuit, a guy who's pretty popular in Anaheim. So by them saying there's not going to be any elections in 2018, they're basically keeping him away for 2 years.
Is there anything that the Anaheim City Council can do, Gustavo, to appease these folks?
No. There's a lot of upset people right now. So much so that one of the bad guys in this for the Latino activists is the one Democrat on the city council, Jordan Brandman. He voted to implement this, you know, keeping District 3 away from 2016 elections. And the Democratic Party went so far as to condemn him, the Central Committee, condemning him for his vote. And they're asking him, hey, Jordan, you're running for Congress and you still have the opportunity to rescind your vote. Do something about it.
Quite the fine line being walked by a lot of politicians in Orange County, particularly in Anaheim. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.